"What do you mean?"
asked the rooster Tahin almost timidly, but Roland wouldn't say, had only told the creature to pass on the message to any others he might run across. Most of the remaining Tahin and Kantoi left Algol Siento in pairs and triplets, going without argument and nervously looking back over their shoulders every few moments. Jake thought they were right to be afraid, because his Din's face that day had been abstract with thought and terrible with grief. Eddie Din lay on his deathbed, and Roland of Gilead would not bear crossing.
"What are you going to do to the place?"
Jake asked after the afternoon horn had blown. They were making their way past the smoking husk of Damley House, where the robot firemen had posted signs every 20 feet reading, "Off limits, pending fire department investigation," on their way to see Eddie. Roland only shook his head, not answering the question. On the mall, Jake spied 6 breakers standing in a circle holding hands. They looked like folks having a seance. Shimi was there, and Ted, and Danny Rostov. There also was a young woman, an older one, and a stout, bankerly-looking man. Beyond, lying with their feet sticking out under blankets, was a line of the nearly 50 guards who had died during the brief action.
"Do you know what they're doing?"
Jake asked, meaning the seance folk and the ones behind them were just being dead, a job that would occupy them from now on. Roland glanced toward the circle of breakers briefly. "Yes."
"What?"
"Not now," said the gunslinger. "Now we're going to pay our respects to Eddie. You're going to need all the serenity you can manage, and that means emptying your mind." 4. Now, sitting with Oi outside the empty Clover Tavern with its neon beer signs and silent jukebox, Jake reflected on how right Roland had been, and how grateful Jake himself had been when, after 45 minutes or so, the gunslinger had looked at him, seen his terrible distress, and excused him from the room where Eddie lingered, giving up his vitality an inch at a time, leaving the imprint of his remarkable will on every last inch of his life's tapestry.